Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me on this day after the Lord's Day. I look forward to this time to speak to you and reflect on our journey to glory together. At my age, it's only reasonable to expect that my time of life is running below the half-full mark of time I began life with, which creates a greater sense of urgency to finish the work God has charged me to do. By the grace and help of God, we have made significant strides to create a place for people to come and learn about the Lord. One of our challenges today is to get people to a place to hear and experience the gospel for themselves. I have been giving much thought and prayer to this challenge, and I hope I will have something to share with you about it soon. In the meantime, let us begin to identify at least one person we want to see sitting among us each Lord's Day, and begin praying for that individual on a daily basis. With God's help and guidance, we can help lead people to saving faith in Christ. In this way, we will help increase the kingdom of God one soul at a time. Once that soul is securely seated in the kingdom, they can do for someone else what we did for them, and we can begin to identify another person to pray for and help enter the kingdom. This is one of our callings as Christians, to spread and share the gospel with as many people as we can, while we still can, as long as we can. This is one of the things that should bring us great joy and give meaning and purpose to our lives. When Christians are not experiencing this joy and sense of purpose, it could be that we are not watching our steps, which was the subject of yesterday's message. If you haven't already, I encourage you to listen to it again by going to our website or on our mobile app. Sometimes it doesn't take much to trip someone up and cause them to fall. Oftentimes, it is usually something small we didn't see, or else we would have avoided it. It is usually something small that a person is stumbling over that is causing them to fall from the grace of God. As a result, we don't experience the joy and divine purpose a right relationship with God brings to our lives. When we fail to watch our steps and fall into disobedience, the seriousness of the fall can have devastating consequences. No one knows the extent of the injuries before a fall, and some never recover from their injuries. This is why it is so important for us who are determined to receive the gift of God of eternal life to measure our steps and think about what we are doing before we do it. For if there's a chance of us falling into disobedience, why take the risk of injury from which we have no idea if we will recover from? God's blood is precious, and He will not allow it to be used in a trifling manner. So then, let's watch our steps and look out for potential hazards that will cause us to stumble into disobedience that can lead to injury we may not be able to recover from. Well, I hope you all have a blessed week and that something good, expected or unexpected, happens to you and the ones you love. Until we meet again, blessings and peace.